Sorry, Diana, you cut out there. Did you want to come back? It's a good refresher, thanks. Yes, it is a good refresher. It's like a lot of the times you don't think of things like that, but you never know. I mean, any of these things could happen at any time. Well, thank you, Diana, for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear. Good evening, everyone.
Well, good evening, Judy. So the ladies have been talking about earthquake preparedness, and some of us have been in earthquakes before and kind of have a general idea, but this is definitely a good refresher. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, I was looking at page 10 and 11, and back in 1989, I was in San Francisco, and I was in the Loma Prieta earthquake, and I just happened to be babysitting my quadriplegic godson, and I was on the third floor of an apartment building in San Francisco, and it was pretty harrowing. I did a lot of the different things, like I sat under a doorway, I grabbed his medicine box and lunchbox, and I put it by the chair, and I sat under the doorway, right in the doorway with him in my lap and his medicine. And then the aftershocks just kept coming and coming. Break. And I wasn't really feeling too safe because of the aftershocks, and everything was falling down and breaking off the walls and stuff. And so I ran downstairs, three stories down the stairs to the lobby, thinking that might be safer. And I'm standing there looking at big picture windows, and that's all there was glass all the way around me. So I thought, this isn't going to work, and I ran back up again. And the neighbor guy next to me came running over and saw me, and he shoved a teaspoon of sugar in my mouth, and he just snapped me out of, like, a total panic break. And I think it was really because I had a child that I was taking care of. It wasn't really about me. Because I'd been in earthquakes before to some extent, but that was pretty harrowing. And I did use a lot of these different techniques that they say to use, but sometimes it's just, you know, you're running from one thing to the next, and that's not working. We'll try this. But it's good to know it all, and glad we haven't had to deal with one recently. That's it for me.
Copy that. Well, that's very interesting. Well, and you just said it, too, is that you can go into a mode of panic, not sure what to do next, and keeping your wits about you would be pretty hard. So the guy giving you a teaspoon of sugar, he had been there before, obviously, so that's awesome to know that. Would you like to talk about the IVARCnet, Judy?
Sure, thank you. I also forgot to mention that afterwards, we had no power or electricity, news, all of that was just gone for like days, I think about 5 to 7 days. And basically all of us in the apartment building left our apartment doors open, and we were available for each other. And we shared our food, we had radios with batteries where we were checking on the news, what was happening, and what was happening out in the city. That was about it. It was before we had two-way radios. And it was right before I met Craig, which he introduced me to ham radio. Anyways, break. IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River from 6 to 8. And our nets are on Monday night. At 7 o'clock, starting with the GMRS, moving over to the FRS-3 and the MERS-3, practicing radio-to-radio communication in the event of an emergency so that we can communicate to each other and know who's in our neighborhood and who we can rely on and talk to. Thank you for doing the net. You ladies had a good evening.
Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you for all of that wonderful information. And like we said, you know, you talk about panic and things like that and then being out without power or other resources for a week or so, this is the time to be prepared. So whatever may come. Well, thank you, Judy. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
05 monitoring.
Comment, come back.
Yeah, I was just thinking, too. I hate apartments. I mean, that's the scariest place to be, and I feel sorry for having to go through that. Another thing, too, when we have an earthquake this big, like I said, everything will be down, and their power lines are going to be flipping everywhere. It's probably be a while before the power is cut off, break. Also, if you have to be driving and you have to come to a stop sign and you're under a bridge and you feel an earthquake coming, get out from underneath the bridge, drive to a safe location, and then just pull over and stop.